Thatcher Keezer, the town administrator, town of Marblehead, is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Thatcher, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks, Bill, for having me on again.
Well, you, we've been hearing some news out of Marblehead about budget concerns, about a Prop 2.5 override pending in Marblehead, or a couple of them pending in Marblehead. But first up, I guess give us the latest budget update from Marblehead. I know the school committee wanted an increase in their budget, but they're asking. But now you've they're going back maybe with a level funded budget, but asking for an override. But tell our give our listeners an update or overview on where Marblehead is right now budget wise heading into town meeting season.
Sure. So this is the season for town budgets. So all the towns are going through the similar process. I think what's bringing attention to Marblehead is that for a whole number of years, Marblehead has been able to rely on the so-called free cash, basically a large savings account that was generated in years past, in order to make up deficits in the budget. That free cash is diminishing, and so we're having to look at doing an override to get us, to correct a structural deficit that we have in the budget in order to maintain the current level of services that the folks in Marblehead receive.
So as of right now, you'd have to override in Marblehead just to maintain the current services. Is that right?
Yeah, so exactly. The cost of doing municipal business is rising faster than what revenues are allowed to increase. And that's the reason for the existence of Prop 2.5 overrides. So it's been since like 20 years since Marblehead has done an override, where many towns have, have done overrides to address that deficit over the many years. So this is the first for Marblehead in a long, long time.
And this override will come at town meeting. It won't be part of the election, but it would be part of the town meeting warrant.
So town meeting will vote to put or authorize a ballot question at the election in June. So it's a two-step process.
Perfect. No, that all obviously makes sense. And are there two override questions, or will there be one override question as we understand it?
Yeah, it looks to be one override question. The select board, had a discussion looking at options in an open meeting, so it got everybody's attention, to have one override that addresses the structural deficit, which I calculate to be about $2.5 million, and then a second override to start building up the stabilization fund, building up, a more of a savings account that requires town meeting to access, rather than relying on the free cash that is diminishing. But the ultimate decision was, let's just do the structural deficit override. Let's get that settled, and we'll worry about the longer term building up stabilization funds in future years.
So then the budget that the superintendent put forward, or budgets, if you will, a week or so ago, with cuts in them, staffing cuts, that budget would be the one that they would have to be using then moving forward. Does that sound right?
So, right. So when we go to town meeting, we cannot assume, as we build a budget, either the school side or the town side, cannot assume that there'll be a successful override of Prop 2.5. So we are building a balanced budget based on the revenues that we have, and that calls for cuts both on the town and the school side. And then what we've both calculated is, what is the cost of providing municipal services as we are doing now, but what's the additional contractual obligations, the increased cost of goods and services to provide the same level of services. And that difference between a reduced budget and a level services budget is what is being calculated to determine what an override should be.
All right. So, Thatcher, those are, I know the other towns' departments are also been cutting their budgets, or, cutting what, as you project, as you're pointing out, all these costs are going up from year to year big time. But obviously within that framework, which you just described, the other town departments are all doing the same thing.
Yes. We're all doing the same of trying to pare the budget down to fit within the revenue, but doing it in a way that has the minimal impact on services to the public.
How do you feel Marblehead is stacking up with other communities? Not that you're inherently informed on all the other communities because you're obviously focused on Marblehead, but what are you hearing from other cities and towns, in particular in this area?
Well, I have worked in other communities and have been plugged in statewide with lots of municipalities. So there are a spectrum of municipalities that have stabilize their finances and put together, you know, a good long-term strategy, which does include periodic Prop 2.5 overrides. Marblehead, my coming in and also having a newly installed finance director, Alicia Benjamin, which is a great help. We're starting the process of building that long-term strategy, but we need to get through this 1 year of addressing the structural deficit, and that buys us the time to put together the longer-term strategy to stabilize for the long-term our Marblehead's budgets.
All right, Thatcher, I think you've explained that incredibly well. But so I guess moving forward, let me just ask you about that town meeting warrant. Are there other issues? What are the other hot-button issues, if there are any, in that town warrant? There's always the zoning pieces, articles put forward by citizens, if you will. What else do you find interesting or possibly controversial in the town meeting warrant? Or maybe I shouldn't say controversial. That will get some attention for sure.
Yeah, there's a couple, I think, non-financial related. One is the accessory dwelling units authorizing so-called ADUs. It's allowing folks in their, in a larger home or have a secondary building like a large garage with the ability to put in a second apartment into those buildings in order to address the housing shortage, to allow folks to generate some income of having others, renting space. So the warrant article defines how that is structured, who's eligible to do it, what are the limitations on that. So I think that'll get some attention on that. And a lot of communities, other communities are doing that. The other one is probably the leaf blowers. Again, I wasn't here for last year's town meeting, but prohibiting gas-powered leaf blowers during the summer months due to the noise. So there are two warrant articles. Again, the restriction passed last year, but it had no enforcement mechanism. So there's one article to include enforcement mechanism, basically fines. But there's a second warrant article that's been filed to repeal the restrictions from last year. So it ought to be an interesting debate as to which way that issue goes.
Yeah, no, well, you've teed that one up. That's right. I had forgotten about that article, that kind of controversy, but that hit a number of different North Shore towns. And I think you're also right. I mean, I know you're right on the accessory dwelling piece for homes and for homeowners, that's a huge piece. Cities and towns all around the area, and I'm sure the state, are dealing with that issue, as you pointed out.
Yeah, it's a statewide issue, and this is Marblehead's attempt to do its part to address the housing shortage, but make it fit within the community.
Anything else to share with us about anything happening in the Marblehead town government, if you will, Thatcher?
Well, again, I mentioned we have our finance director on board, and one of the things that we're working together on is really upgrading our information system so that, like I said earlier, going forward, we have much more detailed information. We can run scenarios and analysis and really put Marblehead on a strong financial footing going forward. So that's been another area that I've been putting a lot of focus on.
Perfect. Well, Thatcher, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it being able to explain some of these things to us and inform the citizens a little bit about this, not just in Marblehead, but around the North Shore. But again, thanks so much for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yep. Thatcher Keyser, the town administrator, town of Marblehead, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.